We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Maureen Quigg. Now, she's one of the volunteers for the annual Daffodil campaign coming up to raise money for the Cancer Society. So welcome, Maureen.
Thank you very much.
Your campaign is in Lennoxville, Barrie, Cookshire, Hatley, North Hatley, Milby, and a few surrounding areas. Is that correct?
That's right. And canvassers will be contacting people in these areas to take their orders for daffodils. The price this year is $10, the same as last year for a bouquet of 10 flowers. Absolutely no inflation there. The delivery date will be on the March 29th. And for those people who are canvassed, usually the canvassers arrange to make the deliveries to them. Last year, we raised over $17,000 just in the communities that Maureen has mentioned. And we hope to beat that amount this year. We have a wonderful team of volunteers who contribute to the success of our fundraising. And if by any chance someone has not been contacted and would like to purchase a bouquet of flowers, please contact Sue at 819-346-8170 to place your order.
So the 19th, you have to place your order by the 19th.
Yes.
And the delivery is March 29th, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. You made $17,000 last year. Collected $17,000 from just these areas last year.
Just from the communities that
we've
mentioned, yes. Because in the former city of Sherbrooke and the other boroughs of Sherbrooke, they don't do canvassing. They just sell the daffodils at in public areas like shopping centers, banks, etc. So people just have to go to a kiosk that they will see and they can purchase them there. Because canvassing is not done in those areas. It's just limited to what we do in the communities we've mentioned.
Okay, that's an important aspect for
it is.
People to know. Okay, now what is done with money? You want to talk a little bit about that, Maureen?
I would, because often we were asked, where does the money go? And the mission of the Canadian Cancer Society is the eradication of cancer and the enhancement of the quality of life of people living with cancer. So to that end, the funds raised are invested in five main areas. That's in research, support services, prevention, information, and advocacy. And just to give some idea of exactly what's done in these different areas, for example, in the area of research, the Canadian Cancer Society has made research its number one priority in Quebec. In 2010, in Quebec alone, 58 research projects were supported in the amount of $7.5 million. And some of these projects are right here in Sherbrooke at the CHUS. Yes.
Okay.
It's also interesting to note that the Canadian Cancer Society is the largest national charitable funder of research in cancer in Quebec and in Canada. The organization's contributions account for close to 55% of all non-government funding. And they do this because they firmly believe that research is the best weapon for improving treatments and preventing cancer.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
The next area where they invest a significant amount of money is in the support for people who have cancer or those surrounding them who are family, friends, helpers. Any bad news can be tough to absorb, but imagine when it's a cancer diagnosis. Whether it's you or a loved one who has developed the illness, you will want to talk about it, to speak to someone who's gone through a similar experience, and obtain helpful information. To meet these ends, in 2003, the Canadian Cancer Society created a program called Cancer J'écoute, which is a psychosocial support service. It's made up of counselors, professionals, and volunteers, all trained to help, listen, and provide practical tools for dealing with cancer. This service helps to break the feeling of isolation. And it's just one example of the support services available.
Support is so important.
Yes, and the satisfaction rate of people who participate in the various support programs offered is at 94%.
Wow.
So it's obviously this program and others that are also offered are effective.
Very effective.
The next big area is prevention. And there are a couple of initiatives in the area of prevention that I'd like to mention that some people may have already heard about. One that's been in the media just in the last couple of weeks is a project called The Hidden Face of Tanning Salons, which is a project to sensitize people to the risk of exposure to UV rays from artificial tanning equipment. Studies now show that exposure before the age of 35 increases the risk of the most severe and fatal form of skin cancer by 75%. That's a huge amount. Mm-hmm. And young people are the main target of the tanning industry. In fact, 70% of tanning bed users are females, mostly between the ages of 16 and 29. And so this, in this, I said just recently, there's been a lot in the media because this report has come out and the program that they have to make people aware of it so they will make wise decisions for themselves is available now too. Another one is a program called JARRET, which is a smoker's helpline. It's an information and support service that responds to the pressing needs of smokers wanting to quit. As anybody's ever smoked, you know it's not an easy thing. And having this support to help you, to give you helpful tricks, ways to be successful in your desire to quit, also just to encourage you, just provide that sort of moral support is there too. And this is a joint project of the Canadian Cancer Society and the Quebec Council on Tobacco and Health. And this program has proven to be so successful that Health Canada has decided to display the JARRET Smokers Helpline information on all cigarette packages starting this month, March 2012.
Oh, that's important
to know. Definite proof, I think, that this is a successful program. And the third one involves children more. It's a project called Sun Squads, and it started in 2010, and Sun Squads are trained animators who go out to day camps and public events. And in 2010, the last year we have a report, the final statistics, they were able to reach 38,000 children. And the goal of these squads is to reduce the children's exposure to UV rays, thereby reducing their risk of developing skin cancer. The children are taught the benefits of wearing hats, sunglasses, and sunscreen. The next big area is advocacy. One example there is there was a massive letter signing campaign to advance anti-smoking issue. And the goal of the campaign was to encourage the Minister of Health and Social Services in Quebec to give the Tobacco Act more clout and thus better protect our children. And from that came, I think, the recent move now to so that parents don't smoke in the car when they have children in the car. And again, so the initial movement to have this enacted came from the Cancer Society. And I think the last area that's very important and a lot of people probably already know about is the information provided by the Cancer Information Services. By offering the public an extensive array of resources to ensure that everyone has access to reliable and credible information, the Canadian Cancer Society has established itself as kind of a go-to reference for all cancer-related matters. There's documentation, there's workshops, there are videos, all sorts of equipment that's available, you know, to get information out to people. And people can just correct the many branches of the Cancer Society that exists across the country to access any of these services. This is just a small sampling of some of the work done by the Canadian Cancer Society. For me to explain all they would do would take an awful, awful lot of time. But to put it in perspective, in Quebec, on average, someone will receive a cancer diagnosis every 11 minutes, and one person will die every 26 minutes. That's a startling number, I think. And much progress has been made in the survival rates of many cancers, but there is still much work to be done. So I encourage everyone to purchase daffodils. Enjoy the pleasure of having these beautiful yellow flowers, and at the same time, contribute to the fight against cancer.
Oh, thank you very much, Maureen. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just a reminder of the number people can call in case they haven't been canvassed. And the name of the person is Sue, who can be reached at 819-346-8170. She will be very happy to take your order.
And I encourage everybody to get at least one, if not two, bunches of daffodils.
Oh, yes. Two is always better than one.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.